Welcome back. This is Corey here for another exciting edition of Tuesdays with Corey. This time, again, I'm outside. I happen to be wearing the same shirt I wore last time. But I wanted to actually spend some time talking with you about some of the sizes that we've got. And so some of the recent announcements that we've made. And as you know, we have existing sizes, the A and the D sizes, and they're very cleverly named, A and D. And so the D size is one that we released last year, and it's got SSD. It goes up to 112 gig, processor is quite a bit faster than the A series processor. And we recently released, and this is available today in US West and US East 2, the G series. And so it was so big that we had to skip E and F to go to G. And so the G series, G1 through G5, the top size here is 448 gig of memory, which is crazy, 6.59 terabytes of local SSD storage, and 32 vCPUs of Intel's latest processor. It's awesome, really powerful. And what's that price? What's the price per minute?
It's about 13 cents a minute.
13 cents, thank you, Rick, thank you. 13 cents per minute, and you actually pay per minute. And so you can come on in, play around with it for a little bit, and you don't have to overspend. And so really cool, very powerful. Go spend some time on that and play around. We actually just recently announced a couple new sizes, A10 and A11. And what these sizes are is they're actually a much faster CPU geared towards sort of more high-performance computing type workloads and those sorts of solutions. They actually are very similar to the A8 and A9, which we have today, that also has support for InfiniBand RDMA-based connectivity between the nodes. And so this is similar processor, very fast, but doesn't have that same connectivity requirement, so it's a little bit cheaper, actually a lot cheaper, to be able to run sort of the just the processor speeds on those instances. So, you know, it's a special purpose. It does not have SSDs, so that's an important point. The D series has SSDs, and the A10 and 11 do not have SSD, but it does give you that faster processor for those types of workloads. So very exciting times, and looking forward to continuing to offer, expanding sizes and faster machines for you to be able to deploy all your workloads on. If you've got one, an idea, hey, what about this? This is the type of size I would like. Please add it here, drop it in, make a comment, or again, shoot me a comment on Twitter. It's at Corey Sanders, WAH, and let's talk about it. And so thanks for your time. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll go back to the whiteboard here as we talk a little bit more about some of the Docker announcements that we've made recently, and I'll draw some things up, and I'll probably be wearing a different shirt. So see you then. Thanks.
It's wrong. If you could, just give me a clap of the hands. Just one clap of the hand. There you go. Audio synchronization. Thank you.
Is that what that is?
That's what it is.
All right.